It was a different Chris Christie who outlined his vision for New Jersey in Tuesday's State of the State speech, contrite and humble. Christie gave the address in the midst of the worst political scandal of his career. He began with an apology that alluded to the George Washington Bridge lane closure controversy. The entire event was low-key and lacking the luster seen in previous State of the States. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz reports on what a difference a year makes.
The day after his State of the State speech, Governor Christie's daily schedule announced there would be no public appearances. But last year, it was a very different Chris Christie. Last year, on the morning after his State of the State speech, Christie was interviewed on the two biggest TV network morning shows, The Today Show and Good Morning America, plus Morning Joe on MSNBC and Imus in the Morning on Fox Business Network.
What are you getting right that Republicans in Washington, D.C. are getting so wrong? Well, what don't they get?
We're compromising when we need to.
Anybody in Washington, D.C. who wants to come to New Jersey and see some of the stuff we're doing, how I'm working with the Democratic legislature to try to bring compromise and consensus.
I say what I think, and I defend the people that elected me. And that's my job, and if that means going after my own party sometimes, I will.
He followed it up with a news conference down the shore. There are other differences, too. This year, there was no Christie video released the morning of the speech. Often, his staff posts a YouTube video beforehand that sounds and looks like a movie trailer meant to build excitement.
And I'm going to say things directly.
The people in New Jersey know that that is a complete pile of garbage.
Straightly,
get the hell off the beach in Asbury Park and get out.
Bluntly,
this is the crap I have to hear.
And nobody in New Jersey is going to have to wonder where I am on an issue.
This year's speech didn't sound like Chris Christie either. Gone were the claims that he had transformed New Jersey from a broken state into a model for the nation. Instead, Christie began with an apology for Bridgegate.
But I also want to assure the people of New Jersey today that what has occurred does not define us or our state.
Patrick Murray, political scientist at Monmouth University, conducted a poll last week showing that Christie's approval rating had dipped in the wake of the scandal involving close aides orchestrating a traffic jam as part of a political retaliation scheme.
I don't think he changed the content of the speech, but the entire tone of the speech changed. It just the speech had to be a lot more humble than they had originally planned.
There was just one new policy proposal, no laugh lines, and no attacks on his political enemies.
There was a lot less bombast, a lot less bravado than we've seen in past State of the States.
It's only been weeks since the Republican governor won re-election in a blue state by 22 points. He took 51% of the Hispanic vote, propelling him to front-runner status for the Republican presidential primary in 2016, and he became chairman of the highly influential Republican Governors Association. After the scandal broke, Christie had a tough weekend, associates say. But he is moving on from this, slowly and more measured than in the past. He will be down the shore tomorrow to make a Sandy 8 announcement, reprising his role as New Jersey's leader, but not taking questions from the press. And on Saturday, he will try to get his mojo back as a Republican player by headlining a $1,000 a head fundraiser in Florida. If the last week wasn't bad enough, Christie has to endure public ridicule from the boss, the one who really matters.
Someday, Governor, I don't know when this will all end, but till then, you're killing the working man who's stuck in the Governor Chris Christie for Lee, New Jersey traffic jam.
Christie's favorite late-night host, Jimmy Fallon, and his idol, Bruce Springsteen, did this bit just hours after his State of the State address. Christie plays a lot of Bruce while working in his State House office. He may find some solace in Springsteen's new album, released on the day of his State of the State address. It's called High Hopes.
Give me help, give me strength, give
For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.
Give me love.